Hello. All right, I'm going to start my talk. My name is Christian. I'm a software developer at a company called S44. We make software for charge point operators and mobility service providers. So basically the cloud space of the EV stuff. All right, and today I'm going to talk about OCBP implementation. And if the clicker works. It worked a second ago. All right. So if you take a look around at chargers and charging networks, what you'll find often is a broken charger, a charger with a black screen, and especially payment terminals saying, oops. I found a study from 2022 that said in the US that 75% or less than 75% of the chargers weren't working, or when the users came up, they couldn't get a charge started. So now governments have gotten involved, right? There is uptime guarantees in the UK, and the US NEVI funding also relies on uptime guarantees. If I remember correctly, I think the Ofir also has uptime guarantee, but I'm not 100%. And so the most recent thing I found for the US, and the company I work at is mainly US-based, so that's why there's a little focus there, is that in 2023, broken chargers was like the major concern for users to use public infrastructure for charging. And then maybe most importantly, Reddit users are super unhappy. I think some subreddits even banned talking about broken chargers because they were really annoying. And I'm gonna click. All right, so one thing that we found, or our thoughts on why this happens, is a lot of proprietary implementations. So you can see Dolly's interpretation of OCBP proprietary stuff. So if you're not Tesla, which owns the entire vertical, right? They know what's happening at the charging station, in the car, and in the cloud. Then what do you do? Well, what happens right now is there's a bunch of different vendors. Wherever you sneeze in the EV charging cloud stuff, there's a different vendor, and most of them don't really share what's happening under the hood, which results in, well, a bunch of uncalled for behavior, unknown what's about to happen, especially later in the field when it's a user interacting with something and you don't have known input. Then, of course, we have OCPP 1.6, which leaves up a lot of stuff to the imagination on when which message should be sent. And then maybe the CSMS thinks, well, I'm expecting an ID token now, but gets some other message. But one thing that I think is one of the most big problems with OCPP 1.6 is around monitoring. So right now, each hardware vendor builds in their own obscure monitoring messages. And if you want to integrate with like five different hardware vendors, well, then you have to work out how to understand all five different messages, and that basically mean the same thing. Well, that leads to broken parts in the fields and no one knowing about them, which then leads to Reddit users being angry because the charging station has been broken for like a week. No one really noticed. Thanks. All right, so what can we do to improve the state? Well, OCPP 201, I think, is already a huge step in the right direction. You can see Dolly thinks as well. OCPP 201 winning strongly. One thing that I really like about OCPP 201 is it has a lot of use cases, and it's super structured, and you can build your test cases on them. And then, of course, there's much more monitoring around the device model that helps in identifying, oh, there's something about to go wrong with the charger instead of just, it's broken. But that still doesn't help with transparency. So if everyone just reinvents the wheel once again, just like with 1.6, well, you're still going to run into different interpretations. So we think there should be something that's open source, that's transparent, that you know what's happening under the hood. And we hope that with something like that, there is better cross-compatibility between different vendors, and the CSMSs can easily integrate with a bunch of different hardware vendors. And next one. All right, so we looked around. We didn't find something that we were super happy with, so we came up with the project Citrine, open source. It's written in TypeScript. I know in this room that might not be the most popular choice, but on the internet it is, so that's why we went with it. It runs on Node. We have a API-based modular architecture, so similar to what Achim was saying, there's some microservices, and you can set it up that, for instance, transactions is super scalable, but maybe provisioning is maybe not as needed. It's released under the Apache 2 license, and most recently it's been adopted by the Linux Foundation.